Hi, and welcome to Blind Prophecy, the podcast. I'm your host, Tiresias. Today is Monday, June 26th, 2006. I'm broadcasting from San Francisco, California.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
It can only be attributable to human error.
I'm not really a wicked fairy. I'm just wicked.
Please, I am so much prettier than you are.
I'm bad. I'm just drawn that way.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Oh, my gosh, my child. Of course, people do go both ways.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
You're gonna go too fast.
Well, kind of a different podcast today. Like, they haven't all been different so far, but I'm actually stealing some time on my way to the gym to record this with a little digital voice recorder, which is kind of how I did my On the Road podcast last week. It's, as much as it is kind of like being on a vacation, your first week in a new city and not having a job, I found I have been remarkably busy. Between running around, running errands, picking up stuff that I'd missed. I had a job interview earlier today that went really, really well, actually. And it's just been a very, very packed and busy week. Sorry if I sound a little bit out of breath. I am trying to speed walk to the gym, get my heart rate up a little bit so I don't have to spend as much time on the treadmill. So let's see, this weekend was San Francisco Pride. That was, of course, awesome. Started off on Friday night when I went out with a couple of my friends and got a little bit on the drunken side. Had my opportunity for a hookup, but my friends kind of pulled me away from him because it was, according to them, too early in the evening. What they don't realize is if I don't make my introductions too very early in the evening, then I'm usually too drunk too later on, because when I get drunk, I tend to get quiet. People think I'm not having a good time. That's not true. I just get quiet and contemplative. Maybe it's because I talk so much all the time in my real life. You know, I'm a chatterbox usually. And when I get drunk, I just get to that phase where, like, okay, I'm done talking now. You guys entertain me. Anyway. So, yeah, that was Friday night. Had a lot of fun, though. I actually, you know, danced, and I don't dance often. It usually takes a special level of drunkenness to get me to dance, but I wasn't that terribly drunk when I started dancing. It was a little bit later on in the evening, but then it was too busy and crowded to dance. Anyway, so Saturday I met up with my friends again a little bit later into the day and went over to a house party in Castro where we were hanging out. We were supposed to just be hanging out for a little while before going over to the pink party, but we ended up there until, well, I ended up there until almost midnight, and that's when I told my buddy, I'm like, you know, I gotta move on here. This is fun and all, but I want to be at the party. So I left him. I guess he showed up an hour later, but by that point I was done, because when I showed up at midnight, they were just taking down the stages, and there was still a huge crowd, but couldn't buy any more drinks on the street or anything like that. So anyway, yeah, I wandered around the pink party for about an hour, had some fun, met some people, saw some old friends, ran into my other college professor, Dr. Bernardi. He was wandering around with his partner, which strange to me that he has a partner now. He was freshly divorced and just out of the closet when I was a student there, but anyway, so yeah, I had some fun. Then I got done with the party, so I ended up, couldn't find a cab anywhere to save my life, so I ended up walking home, which not really recommended through my neighborhood. Not at least this part of the hood that, you know, I should have avoided, but was a little bit drunk and a little bit reckless, so I was fine. There was no problems at all. There were literally hundreds of other gay boys doing the same thing, but, you know, whatever. So because I left a little bit early, I was a little earlier than the rest of my friends. I was, of course, the only one who was awake in time to go see the parade. So going to the parade was kind of interesting. It was, you know, 10 in the morning, and I'm the only one who's out of bed at this point. And so I found a really great spot and watched about two and a half hours of the parade before I got a call from Lance, who was just getting up, just getting moving. So left the parade and went and met him for some early afternoon breakfast, brunch, whatever you want to call it. Then we wandered down to the festival Civic Center. That was really cool. There was a lot of eye candy there. It was really crowded, of course, as you'd expect. And it was really warm. We were both kind of regretting that we wore long pants instead of shorts. So, of course, today, after I got done with my interview, I put shorts on, and now the wind has picked up, and it's a little chilly. But anyway, so, yeah, and the festival was awesome. I had a great time there. Realized I need to catch up on some California politics. People were talking about the race for governor and some things like that, and realized I don't really know the first thing about any of that. I need to kind of get myself informed, because of course I know Utah politics fairly well, but I don't know the California politics that well yet. Getting some strange looks as I walked out in the street with, you know, just talking to myself apparently. Maybe I'm going to put my earbud from my iPod in my ear, so it looks like it might be on a cell phone or something. Anyway, so yesterday was a lot of fun. Lance and I kind of decided to skip out of the festival a little bit early. We were there till about 4, and he'd had a late night the night before, and he has a busy day at work today, so he wanted to take off, and I didn't blame him. So, because he had my laptop bag hostage all weekend, we went back to his place, which is way on the other side of town from me, but I needed to get that back. So, went back to his place, sat for like maybe 5 minutes talking, and then he was falling asleep on the couch. So, I said goodbye and started to head home. Again, couldn't find a cab, so I jumped on the bus, but it was so damn crowded getting through the Civic Center area that ended up jumping off a couple blocks off and walking the rest of the way. And oh my God, the fog is coming in right now. I just turned a corner and saw up on the Twin Peaks in Bernal Heights the fog rolling in over the hills. I'm going to regret the shorts when it comes time to walk home from the gym. Anyway, so yeah, that was my Pride weekend. Had a lot of fun, met some nice people. Nobody that I, you know, hooked up with or anything. Still a little bit shy when it comes to that score. Lance is apparently not. Lance had no problem finding willing bed partners Friday night and Saturday night. I was teasing him because, you know, when I knew him in Salt Lake, he was in a relationship and very kind of prudish about things almost, and, you know, not quite the case here, but anyway. So yeah, it's just been a crazy week. Like I said, I had a job interview this morning. The company who does homeless work, they find permanent housing for, or I should say organizations because it's a nonprofit. They do permanent housing for homeless families, or transitional housing, or services. And the interview went really, really well. In fact, they basically told me that, you know, if I wanted the job, it was pretty much going to be mine. They decided I was their man. They didn't want to, you know, confirm everything right now because they, of course, knew I was interviewing with some other companies, but I actually think I'm going to take it. It's got a good benefits package. Salary is not fantastic, but it does work. You know, I'll be able to live off of it. So let's see. Yeah, those are really the highlights of my week. Of course, I'm missing my family like crazy, especially my little nieces and nephews. My sister sent pictures yesterday that, you know, they're just so damn cute. But anyway, yeah, so it's been a crazy first week, and I'm sorry I don't have more to say right now. I'm feeling a little bit out of sorts and kind of almost to the gym now, so anyway, if I feel like I have anything more to add, I'll maybe add it after my workout. But yeah, it's probably going to be a short podcast this week and a day late too, just because so much going on, but it doesn't seem like stuff that, you know, necessarily need to be bragging about on my podcast. So anyway, hope to hear from you. We did get our first Frapper Map member. Thank you for stopping by and dropping a note. This is in Florida, and you know, it was great to see somebody else on there. So you can find the Frapper Map link at the website for the blog, which is Tiresius, spelled T-Y-R-E-S-E-U-S, .blogspot.com. Of course, you can also find my regular blog, which I put a bunch of pictures from Pride Weekend up there at tiresius.livejournal.com. And if you want to send me an email or a audio post or whatever, go ahead and send that to tiresius@gmail.com. And hope to hear from you. Anyway, this is your host, Tiresius, for Blind Prophecy, the podcast, wishing you happy days full of pride.